Extract 1. You will hear two people talking about a play that they saw at the theater. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Well, that was certainly original. I've seen quite a few of his plays, and that one was completely different to the others.
Yes, it was quite dark, wasn't it? Maybe it's because he'd become aware of his own mortality when he wrote it.
That's right. He'd been seriously ill, hadn't he?
Apparently it was touch and go for a while.
Mind you, the main character was hilarious, in a sick kind of way. I think that kind of humour would go right over most people's head.
Well, I don't know how he'll follow up that story. He really seems to be a different character to when he first started to write.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Well, that was certainly original. I've seen quite a few of his plays, and that one was completely different to the others.
Yes, it was quite dark, wasn't it? Maybe it's because he'd become aware of his own mortality when he wrote it.
That's right. He'd been seriously ill, hadn't he?
Apparently it was touch and go for a while.
Mind you, the main character was hilarious, in a sick kind of way. I think that kind of humour would go right over most people's head.
Well, I don't know how he'll follow up that story. He really seems to be a different character to when he first started to write.
Extract 2. You will hear part of a radio interview with a trade and commerce researcher. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
The old mantra about the three most important factors for a shop's success, location, 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 has been borne out by a new mathematical model. It could help retailers pinpoint lucrative sites for their stores. Physicist Pablo Jensen is here with us today. Good morning, Pablo.
Good morning. We have analysed location records for more than 8,500 retail outlets in Lyon, France. We found that the shops formed clusters, with shops such as butchers and delicatessens in one group, for example, and in laundromats and bookstores in another. Stores of the same group seemed to attract each other, while stores from different groups repelled each other.
You've created a theory, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. It's a theory of magnetism to calculate a number, Q for shops, based on the proximity of attractive and repellent businesses in the area. Q represents the suitability of a site for a particular type of shop. The higher the number, the better the site. We tested this theory with all of the bakeries in Lyon between 2003 and 2005. During that period, 19 bakeries shut down and their average Q was lower than the average for all bakeries. Actually, the Lyon Chamber of Commerce is using the model to help entrepreneurs identify promising new premises.
Now you will hear the recording again.
The old mantra about the three most important factors for a shop's success, location, 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 has been borne out by a new mathematical model. It could help retailers pinpoint lucrative sites for their stores. Physicist Pablo Jensen is here with us today. Good morning, Pablo.
Good morning. We have analysed location records for more than 8,500 retail outlets in Lyon, France. We found that the shops formed clusters, with shops such as butchers and delicatessens in one group, for example, and in laundromats and bookstores in another. Stores of the same group seemed to attract each other, while stores from different groups repelled each other.
You've created a theory, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. It's a theory of magnetism to calculate a number, Q for shops, based on the proximity of attractive and repellent businesses in the area. Q represents the suitability of a site for a particular type of shop. The higher the number, the better the site. We tested this theory with all of the bakeries in Lyon between 2003 and 2005. During that period, 19 bakeries shut down and their average Q was lower than the average for all bakeries. Actually, the Lyon Chamber of Commerce is using the model to help entrepreneurs identify promising new premises.
Extract 3. You will hear a part of a report about holiday homes in the Mediterranean. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
For a beautiful alternative to the bigger Spanish coasts, try the Costa de la Cruz, the Coast of Light. The government of Andalusia is taking care to protect this little-known region, which has earned the nickname the Spanish Algarve, thanks to its charm and proximity to the Portuguese border. A property in the area represents a sound investment because homes are cheaper than their Portuguese equivalents, and landlords mean that it will never become so built up that it's spoilt. National parks, farmland and beautiful beaches all abound. And Chris Mercer of SpanishProperty.co.uk says that more homes will be built soon. More land will have to be made available for development soon because demand is quite simply starting to outstrip supply, he says. The government is being careful to preserve the natural beauty and character, though, so your investment should stay strong.
Now you will hear the recording again.
For a beautiful alternative to the bigger Spanish coasts, try the Costa de la Cruz, the Coast of Light. The government of Andalusia is taking care to protect this little-known region, which has earned the nickname the Spanish Algarve, thanks to its charm and proximity to the Portuguese border. A property in the area represents a sound investment because homes are cheaper than their Portuguese equivalents, and landlords mean that it will never become so built up that it's spoilt. National parks, farmland and beautiful beaches all abound. And Chris Mercer of SpanishProperty.co.uk says that more homes will be built soon. More land will have to be made available for development soon, because demand is quite simply starting to outstrip supply, he says. The government is being careful to preserve the natural beauty and character, though, so your investment should stay strong.
That's the end of part 1.